Hi there, this is Sherry Lee Myers. Welcome to How to Connect with Angels. We believe that no matter what, every person has the unconditional love and help of angels, our messengers from God. But we have to be willing to believe, and we have to be willing to ask. That's what our film, The Glitch, that we are shooting here in New Orleans, is all about, with the help of some amazing music and talent. If you're curious, visit us at theglitchmovie.com and take a look. But now, right now, let's talk to someone who's devoted to helping us make a divine connection. Pauline Jose Robinson was born into an Australian military family and traveled the globe as a child. At 19, she married a Duntroon cadet from the Royal Military College who went on to serve in Vietnam while Pauline raised their two children. Sadly, the young soldier she married returned from the war suffering from acute post-traumatic stress disorder. Pauline had to set aside her dreams of becoming an oil painter to care for her mentally ill husband, as well as her dying father and her two children. It was after her children had grown, her beloved father had passed, and her husband had tragically committed suicide that Pauline realized she had to learn how to live again. She met a shaman named Medicine Crow who encouraged her to heal through the contemplation of the beauty and wonder of this world. She began writing her autobiography, Triumph of Joy, a year after her husband's death, to inspire others that they too can transmute past pain into love. Pauline Jose Robinson is also the author of Nature's Wisdom, a free ebook of writing and photography, as well as the soon-to-be-published Love's Reflection. She spoke to us from her home in Sydney, Australia. Good morning, Pauline Jose Robinson. How are you doing?
I'm beautiful, thank you, Sherry. It's absolutely lovely to connect.
It's wonderful.
A gorgeous day here in Sydney. So
onward. Let's talk about how you became connected with the angels. You wrote a little bit about this earlier to me, that you grew up in connection with all of the elements.
I was very blessed. I was born in a place in Victoria where they was absolutely a magical place. That they have where I was born in Buxton, around Buxton area. It's called the Victorian High Country. Mm. And there they have the second tallest trees in the world. And that tree is the mountain ash. And my feeling is, as a child, because I was an incredibly joyous child, you couldn't contain me in any way. My parents couldn't keep me in anything. So the only thing I could be contained in was a giant box. But even in that box are the photographs of me. I'm looking out to these, you know, to them, to mountains, to the trees, and that joy. I'm sure that when I have been tested in my life, I've been able to draw the strength of those trees, the mountain ash, the beauty and wonder of the natural world. And as a child, I experienced just this sense that everything was alive. And I spoke to the rocks and the trees, and, you know, and I talked to the little fairies, and I made little houses for the fairies and made circles. Because even as a child, I knew the circle was very significant. Mm. So I think that deep connection to the natural world has contained me, you know, in the toughest of times.
And you intuitively knew that there were angels.
Oh, yes. As a child, I, you know, it's like you just have that wonder. You just have that sense of magic and love. And that's what it's all about, that it's a universal love and it comes through many sources.
Mm-hmm. Can you fast forward to us many years later? You wrote a book that I read a chapter of it, and the book is called Triumph of joy. Pauline, what happened in your life that motivated you to write this beautiful, beautiful book?
Oh, thank you, Sherry. After a decade of living with a mentally ill husband who was suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder associated with Vietnam, I'd made the choice to stay with him, but it was by the time my husband died in tragic circumstances, I was mentally, physically and emotionally exhausted. And I got the little message about 6 months after he died to write my story. And I didn't feel in a position to do that, but this the whispering of my soul continued until in the end I said, you know, questioned why, you know, why do you want me to write a story? You know, I'm nobody famous. I'm not an intellectual. Why would you want me to write? I'm just an ordinary person. And the voice came back, it is your very ordinariness that could help others. So I began to write my story, and I had very little vocabulary. I was so traumatized after years of emotional abuse that I really had to learn to write again. And in those days, you know, like just learning to type and on a computer. Mm-hmm. But eventually I the computer and I like joined and became one, and it was like that the things started to flow. There's so many people out there that have, you know, carers or have been carers. And in that case, in a lot of cases, you end up completely depleted.
Yes.
You have no idea of who you are. I looked in the mirror after my husband passed, and this person in the mirror was a complete stranger. So writing my book was finding the path back to myself. It was dealing with the truth, the reality of what happened, and often when I wrote some of the intense chapters, I just had to put it aside and deal with it. So each unfolding took its toll emotionally, but it was also very freeing. So when you know, go through the truth of things that have happened, you're releasing it and allowing, you know, sort of making peace with it. And that was a sort of a gradual process. But yes, I think it was the finding out, and the way, you know, I spoke of being that little child, because I had no idea of who I was anymore.
Right.
I actually went to my photo album and I found the pictures of myself throughout childhood. And throughout childhood, I was always smiling. There was always that joy. And I looked at this little child and I thought, that's who I want to be again. Mm-hmm. I want to be that glorious, happy, joyous little, you know, soul. Mm-hmm. And so gradually, you know, if I can work my way through and, you know, find the aspects of myself that, you know, bring that joy to me, because like so many people, I was so tough on myself, the self-judgment, the self-criticism, and gradually as you start to let that go, and just a simple thing, Sherry, like one of the first things I said to myself, you have to learn to accept a compliment. Because so many of us are given compliments and we just don't know how to handle them. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, that's one of the first things I'm going to learn to do, and to see the compliment as a gift. Mm. And once I started doing that, that was a little aspect of me that I was calling back, you know, to value other people's kindness.
Yes. Yes. Would you read the foreword to your book? Because it's about the process that you struggled with, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. Tentative, nervous fingers danced on the unfamiliar keyboard as I tasted the sweet sensation of writing. Driven by an inner voice to write my story, I was at a loss at how to begin, afraid that just as a thief in the night invades sacred spaces in another's private world, the written word would seep into my raw wounds, pry open the hidden pain, and delve deeply into a soul lost unto itself. Like heavy raindrops, words appeared, one by one, drop by drop. Each raindrop is a fractured tear, shattering round me, but nobody hears. So that's the introduction. And then at the end of the prologue, I'd like to share that with you because,
of course,
it's about truth. So truth stepped forward, holding the key to this new reality, creativity and power, mirrored reflections with me, with truth as the key, timeless reflections of a soul's journey, sanctioned by the written word. By acknowledging truth, my soul was carried on a tidal wave of emotion and transported to an island devoid of all illusion. That island of the soul unlocked my true reality, a personal journey, my story.
Oh, that's beautiful. The truth of who you are and the truth of what you went through.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's another aspect because one of the reasons, Sherry, that I didn't put, I held on to my book for quite a while or the manuscript and didn't put it, you know, didn't take it to be read because my husband was a very, very popular man. He was a military man. Mm-hmm. He'd gone through the military academy and everybody thought the world of him. And he had been. You know, this amazing, beautiful soul. And it's, I think part of it was, you know, if I put that truth out there, it's like, you know, where, what will happen? And I actually had a healing before, I released the book. And what the lady said, who I think she was working with the angel, she said, I take responsibility for what I've written, but I don't take responsibility for the way people receive it.
Ah.
And I think that's with a lot of us, you know, that we, you know, there's a fear of putting things out there because, you know, what will people, how will they receive that information?
Sure, sure, sure.
When I was writing my book, you know, it was a process of, continual self-doubt, you know, if I could do this. And one day I was down by the water because I love the ocean. I love the power and the beauty of the ocean that's ever-changing. It's just such a glorious place to be. And I was standing up high on a cliff top and some pelicans flew past. And I adore pelicans. Mm-hmm. And I was sort of clapping when I saw them because they flew quite close. So there was probably about five or six pelicans. Anyway, one of them returned and started to circle above me, just above my head. And I knew in that moment there was something very, very precious happening. And I started clapping and I said to the pelican, I just honor your beauty so much. And on the last flight, as the pelican came past me, he looked directly into my eyes. And in that precious moment, I knew that the pelican was to be a symbol of my journey with the book. And when I went home, I have this lovely book, Animals Speak, and I had a look to see what pelican symbolizes.
Yes.
And pelican symbolizes rising above life's trials. At a pelican, you can see it's such a big bird. You think, oh, how's it ever going to get off the ground? So pelican tells us that, you know, that we have the power to rise above life's trials. And in some pelicans have air pockets in their breast, so they're actually unsinkable. And I related that to the human spirit, that no matter what we go through, you know, we can overcome. So each time I was in doubt, a pelican would just appear and it might be out in the middle of nowhere. You know, when I was in the process of thinking I can't do this, it's too hard, a pelican would just appear and I would just go back into that space of gratitude and, yes, I can rise above you know, what I've been through.
How has the book been received?
Oh, beautifully. Yes, yes. When you mentioned the name of the book, when the lady who was doing the editing read it for me, she said, "You've been through so much." She said, "I think, you know, from my perspective, it would be wonderful to have the word triumph. You've triumphed over so much." And I thought about it for a while, and I thought, well, I've come back to the place of joy, which is why it's called Triumph of Joy. But now I've had beautiful messages from people, and yeah, and one lady said something that I thought was really beautiful, Sherry. She said, "You gave me the courage to open the door on my own pain, the curtain on my own pain." And she said, I'm looking to inspire others to do the same.
So important. It's so important.
I'm writing a second book, which will be a little bit similar to The Chicken Soup for the Soul, in the sense it'll be other people's stories of, you know, they're rising above what the challenges of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've written some small little e-books, ones which is on my website. There's a free download of Nature's Wisdom.
Nature's Wisdom is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It's beautiful. And then
there's Love's Reflection is a little on the Apple iBook store. So my plan is to write a series of those,
mm-hmm.
and possibly some children's books. You know, we were talking about coming from a place of being afraid to write.
Yes.
I think now words are my wings. You know, they are what's given me back my freedom, you know, to be who I am.
What kind of a spiritual practice do you have, Pauline?
Mine is connecting with the natural world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, speaking to, there's a beautiful tree down by the water that I call my soul tree.
Aww.
So I go down and talk to the soul tree. And one day when I went down to the soul tree, I had a beautiful experience before I arrived at the soul tree, that a butterfly came and landed on me.
Aww.
And I said to the butterfly, "Thank you for the joy that you bring to the world." And the butterfly stayed with me for 3 hours. It actually came home with me and on my arm and stayed with me for 3 hours. And it was just a beautiful experience. Then it was ready to leave and it just left, you know, flew off and left my office. So it's really connecting to the heart of, you know, whether it be a flower or, you know, just the magic and beauty around us. I used to meditate a lot. I don't meditate so much now as just kind of, I don't know, it's like you're just connected.
You tune. Well, you are tuned in. You've made it your life's work to connect.
Yes. And yes. To find the beauty, you know, one of the things, I mean, we all go through challenges, is to make peace with something that's happening, even if that peace is, you know, even if that thing that's happening is quite traumatic, is to find a way to make peace. And for me, a lot of that is just to go down and, you know, or just even around here to be, you know, with the trees, with the birds. The birds are another absolutely beautiful way of, releasing and reconnecting to yes. all that is, to everything around us.
Mm-hmm. And I so appreciate what you had to say about being that little girl who was in joy, lived in joy, and that is a natural state that you set about uncovering that. Making that your life's work is to uncover and get back to that energy that is so pure.
It is. And I think we discussed about, you know, when my husband, things were really, really, I didn't know that I could keep going because I just couldn't carry the weight of two souls any longer. I was mentally and physically exhausted. And I mentioned that I went to Thailand.
Ah, please, yes, let's, yes, yes.
And at that time, it wasn't something that I had planned, but I, in my heart, I knew that it was something that I had to do. And I had the opportunity of going with a friend to Thailand, and I put it in, you know, because I think if you can create that space within your heart and, you know, for an opening. And I went there to pray for peace of mind for my husband, and I was hoping to find a wise monk. So I attended all the Buddhist temples and you know, prayed there just to have him have peace of mind. He was so tormented, and I knew that I was at breaking point. And this one particular night, I was just exhausted, and I was in tears, and I just called out to the universe for guidance. And, you know, I just knew that I couldn't keep going any longer. So to my absolute joy, the whole energy in the room changed, and there was just this amazingly beautiful presence. And I went back into that childlike state of trust, and I just thought, oh, you know, something really magic's happening. And I heard this voice saying to me that all is well, and that you are not alone. And those words, "you are not alone," just gave me so much joy, because, you know, when you've been through a lot of trauma, and I know a lot of people out there feel the same, you do feel alone, and you feel disconnected from all it is and all the beauty and wonder of the world. So that in that precious moment, it was like all the joy, all the joy that I had been able to, you know, experience as a child, and the trust that things will, you know, will be okay. Mm-hmm. It was just so beautiful. And as I said to you, it's just impossible to explain if you put all the beauty and wonder of the world, you know, the everything, and put it in a, you know, in, and it dances, you know, the sunrise, the flowers, the trees, everything in a beautiful dance. You come close to touching on the beauty of this visitation that I had. And I wanted to go. I wanted to go with this beautiful being, because the peace and the, you know, that you experience, the joy is just so glorious. And, but of course, you know, that energy faded, and I was there, but I was able to then continue, you know, and to find my, you know, that sort of inner strength again.
Wow. And then you came back, and it was a number of years before you were able to start on the book, because you still had the rest of your marriage to work through. Right.
I was only back in Australia for about 4 days when my husband died. So,
oh my God. Oh yeah. God. See, oh wow. So Pauline, you really, yeah. you were really, they were, I'm saying they were readying you for
yes.
what was about right, to happen. Sherry, oh,
they were, I felt very, very blessed. And, you know, oh, yes, wow. So that's when the healing, you know, the healing started after, you know, initially I just slept, because I think that was the way that I needed to process.
Yes.
And I had my fur babies. We mentioned that the other angelic beings, you know, I had a beautiful dog, two beautiful dogs, and they looked after and nurtured me. And but I slept a lot. And then, as the months unfolded, then I started to, you know, that's when I got the message to write my story. And I honestly feel that in the writing, even though it was very hard, it sped the process up so much more for me. Otherwise it would have taken me a lot longer to, you know, to release that pain. when you live in the present moment, you live in hope. Hope resides in that moment. And, you know, that's the place that I love to be, because, you know, we never know when what's going to unfold. But if we can stay in the moment, the moment contains all the magic.
You are such a writer. These beautiful words just roll off your tongue, honestly. Thank you, Pauline. I really want people to have a chance to read it. Is it, you have a publisher?
It's on Amazon.
Yes.
And Barnes & Noble. It's as a print book and also an e-book. So it's available on all of those traditional sites, yeah.
Triumph of Joy by Pauline Hosey Robinson.
Right. It'll be, I wrote it in my maiden name because at the time I said to you, there's a lot of deep truths in there, and I wanted to write it under my maiden name, mm-hmm. which is Pauline Robinson.
Your Facebook page is called Tranquility Publishing.
Yes. Right?
And what is that about?
Well, with that, I share, we were speaking just about before, when I go for my morning walk, I look to find the beauty always each day, the beauty and wonder in life. And I want to share that with people. I do posts about my book and sometimes some people, post reviews and things, but it's for me, it's the love we are is reflected around us. When we look at a beautiful rose, that is the love that we are being reflected back to us.
Yes.
So I really, really want to share, because I guess I had so many years of pain and trauma, I want to share the joy, the beauty, the wonder, that's all around us. And it might be just a single, it might be one day just a leaf, that mm-hmm. can uplift you. So it's really to help, and maybe, if somebody's feeling, and again, that self-love, I refer to self-love and self-kindness so often,
mm-hmm.
and that the message too, that when you live from a tender heart, when you learn to be kind to yourself, you live from a tender heart, then you find out who you truly are.
That's beautiful. And how wonderful you can show us how great it feels to live from joy when you've been through the fire.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Wow. And one of the things too that I was amazed with myself, I suppose, when I was able to, come back in to make peace with who I was, I started to understand the true power of the human spirit, how incredibly powerful we are. And at one stage, I think I mentioned to you with my beautiful Bacardi, one day I was
yes.
sitting down by the water.
Bacardi is your doggy.
Yeah, she was a cattle dog, German Shepherd, and she was our earth angel.
Mm-hmm.
One day I was... I was in despair. We used to go down to the river and I would sit with her and just put all the pain out into the, offer it up to the river.
Mm.
And this particular day I was hugging her and crying and just asking for help. And I got a message, a divine message to think about a diamond child. And at the time I thought, what kind of message is that? Here I am, just don't know, how to get on, each day. But anyway, I realized that a diamond is forged under great titanic pressure.
Yes.
So, it comes from that dark place. It's forced, into being. And as each facet of it is shined, and that's how I came to honor myself. The bottom of my book, it says, when we are in despair, there seems no way out, yet the human spirit, like a diamond formed under great pressure, is destined to shine.
If you liked this recording and benefited from it, please, for heaven's sake, share it with your friends. If you loved it and want to hear more, go to theglitchmovie.com/ how to connect with angels, where you can listen and subscribe. Thank you so much.